Hello.
Hello.
Christine.
Hello.
Hi, is this Christine?
Who is this?
This is Zach. We talked about your house on Sage Grove Road.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
I was just calling to see if you're still interested in selling.
Yeah,
it.
I'm going to be selling, but, you know, I was thinking about you this morning. Let me tell you why. I went up to Office Max yesterday, and I had to return a computer because it wasn't a touchscreen computer. It was my bad. So I bought it back, and I did not know how to log out of Windows 10 after I set it up. So you didn't have to get online to do it. I went into the store with the receipt, and I told the guy, I said, can you help me do this? And he said to me, no, I can't help you do that. If you go to the Geek Squad side, they can help you, but you're going to have to pay for it. I said, I just need to reset the computer to factory settings. He wouldn't help me do it. So anyway, I thought about just one, and I know you probably heard this 1,000 times, but I'm going to say it again, because I thought about you this morning, because I was like, what happened to customer service? What happened to people's true honor and their word and really caring? You know, it's, and I thought about you because when you hung up on me that day, you know, you said we got disconnected, but you hung up on me. And it was just totally rude. You know, and how much did you offer me, though? I kind of forgot that.
When we had spoken, I had called you back, and, you know, I didn't intentionally hang up on you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm sorry. I know you wanted me to pay you for some tips or something, but I don't know. It just turned into a dog world. There's not any compassion for people anymore, but it's all good because, I will be selling. So I'm just, what did you say? You said 267, I think you said, right?
Well, I think, you know, it had been a while since we talked, you know, last month. So, you know, I haven't notated that we talked. I mean, we didn't really discuss in my, you know, conscious memory a number, but, you know,
we did. You told me. You did tell me. I think it was 267. It was somewhere around there. But anyway. Yeah, I just, you know, I mean, I know I'm pretty 100% sure with that beach going in down the block and they're redoing the raceway. I'm sure you know all about this stuff. And they're also expanding that soccer field. So, mm-hmm. It's just going to be like, I guess, a sporty corridor.
Sure.
So, you know, I think it will increase the value of my house. Like I said, I'm not in a rush to go anywhere. I know where I want to go. I've been looking. I've been keeping my eye open. And so, you know, I'm just not really in a rush, you know. But I know I definitely want out of here. So.
Sure. Well, I'm not in a rush to buy it. You know, that's why, you know, I'm calling you now and, you know, not every single day. You know, we don't have to buy it. You don't have to sell it, but you want to sell it. And,
right.
You know, the house is, you know, within the neighborhood. So, you know, I get it. And, you know, I can't recall the conversation, but, you know, this is Zach. I do remember talking with you. I don't remember ever hanging up on you. So, you know, if that was the case and that was the last, you know, taste in your mouth, you know, I apologize. I'm not sure, you know, what happened, but that's definitely not what, you know, I do intentionally or for any reason.
Okay. Because I, you know, like, I don't mind selling this to someone who wants to flip it. And then sell it to a family. I mean, I don't mind doing that, but I'm not ready to do it now and I, you know, I might lose because you never know. The real estate market might crash.
It might.
You know, right. So just watch who you vote for.
Noted.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, they are doing that racetrack. They're going to have, like, a whole bunch of stuff over there. They're rebuilding.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
You know that?
Well, I mean, they're always improving in some, you know, manner, but.
I thought they were going to rip it down and have, like, a hotel or, you know, something. Let me ask you, what is going on, like, when you're coming down Genito Road, right, from my house, let's say, headed towards Hall Street, on the left-hand side is where the soccer field is and where the pool is going. And then you pass the school. And on the right-hand side, what is all that? Do you have any idea what that is?
You're about where before the river?
Before what?
Before we start with the reservoir.
Oh, right up here. All right.
Can you hear me?
No, I didn't hear what you said. You were breaking up. All right.
Are you talking about before the reservoir?
No, no, you go back. It is in between Old Hundred Road and Hull Street. Right in the Clove Hill High School, that night.
Uh-huh.
Genito Road. But I can't hear you. So keep in touch, all right?
Okay.